lubrication is very important. Did I say you could stop? I'll help you finish, but only if you do exactly what I say. I'll even let you come inside. Now, bend over and grab your ankles. Oh yes, you're getting this right in your... Oh, you're here. what? Oh, I did say that, didn't I? I know, but I didn't think you'd get here so fast. Don't worry about it. I'll tell you in a minute. I wanted to talk to you about something first. Remember last summer when you called me and had me drive 3 hours to pick you up from that party? Mm-hmm. And right after we left, we saw all those cop cars show up. Remember how you told me that you owed me a really big favor for driving all the way to save you like that? Well, I'm ready to cash in that favor. I totally saved your ass. And I feel like I'm justified to ask for another small one as well. Promise you'll take what I'm about to say seriously. And you can't judge me or make fun of me. And you have to let me explain everything before jumping to conclusions, okay? Thank you. And I do trust you. You know I trust you. I'm only asking because you're one of my best friends.
And, yeah, let me explain what I was doing.
So, remember how we were talking about ASMR the other day? Well, recently, I started recording audios kind of like ASMR, except there's no ASMR sounds. It's more like just me role-playing, and it's kind of sexual. Don't give me that look. It's not that big of a deal. I just record myself talking and post it. It's totally anonymous. And I just, I don't know, kind of like doing it. I like knowing it turns people on and hearing me makes them feel good. It's like I connect with all these people on a brain-to-brain level. And there's a community there too. I like chatting with other performers and with my listeners. It's completely safe and a really genuinely welcoming community. I've met so many amazing people there. And everybody's super great and super talented. So, yeah. People even write scripts. Sometimes I choose one that I like and I perform that. And I really like that. It helps me understand people better, and myself too. And there's tons of characters that I get to play and things that I get to explore. It's really cool. Okay, I'm getting to it. I want to get more involved in the community. I want to write a script for someone else to perform. The only problem is I'm used to scripts that are meant to be performed by a femme. And when I write, it always seems like it's coming from a femme's perspective. But I want it to feel real, like what a dude would really say. Okay. I want you to help me write a M for F script. I've actually written a pretty fleshed out outline. I'm really into writing erotica. The script, yeah, should be fun for guys to perform, but it's mainly supposed to fulfill female fantasies. And I've got that part down. I just need you to read certain parts so I can make sure it sounds good coming from a guy. Yes, your voice is great. Don't worry. And besides, you owe me a big favor. You have to take it seriously, though. This is really important to me. Thank you. Here. Come sit on the end of the bed and we'll practice. Okay. First, remember, This is just acting. Please take your performance seriously.
But don't take the actual things I say.
Or things I ask you to say too seriously. Please don't make fun of it. I know it probably sounds cheesy or weird to you. It might not be for you, and it's not necessarily my fantasy, alright? It's just what I think some
femmes would want to hear.
Okay, I'm trusting you. And remember, you promised not to make fun of me. And you owe me for saving your ass. Thank you. Except you, the male performer, and your friend. And your friend, the female listener. Okay, well, like, it doesn't have to be, like, male or female. Like, non-binary people are on here, too. And, like, that's completely valid. And, yeah, but it's just a little bit easier to explain this way. So, the masked performer and the femme listener haven't seen each other in a long time. Your family's at a barbecue together, and you bump into each other, and you're both much more attractive than you used to be. Older than you used to be, obviously. You offer her a ride home after the barbecue. But the two of you decide to stop at your apartment first, and
you end up having sex.
Okay. No, not just like that. There's more to it. But I'm giving you a summary. And no making fun, remember? I'm not totally sure where the script is gonna start, but I think the beginning will be easier to do on my own. So let's start with us walking up to your apartment. We'll begin with something simple. I want you to tell me you're really good at playing with your nephews. You'd make a great mom. Now say it. Okay, actually, let's say it like this. I like the way you play with your nephews. Like that. One more time. A little slower. Perfect. I like it. I know it's weird, but it's good. Don't worry. We're going into your apartment. There's gonna be some door sound effects. I want you to tell me to take your shoes off. No, more seriously, like you're really dominant, but still nice. Good boy. Then, there's gonna be some small talk. We'll skip that for now. Then we're gonna go back to your car, bring in leftovers from the barbecue, and you're gonna tell me, I'm way stronger than you. You don't have to carry so much. Yeah, I'll fix that later. So I'm gonna carry way more than I should and slip and fall with a bunch of drinks. And then it makes a huge mess all over your place and gets my clothes soaking wet. Don't worry about it. It doesn't need to make perfect sense. Just give it a chance. Say, be careful. Put some of that down. More sternly. Now, I'm serious. You're gonna make a mess. And then sigh like you've had enough of my shit. Really breathy. Okay. Then, more door noises. Then a loud crash. Now say, it's fine, but passive-aggressively. Good. Now, I know you're sorry. Your clothes are fucked. Here, let's stand up and act it out. Well, get closer to me. You need to feel like you're towering over me when you say it. Now, say it again. Yeah, but say fucked a little more intensely, though. Now, don't take this in a weird way. In fact, don't think about it too much at all. But your character's motivation is, right when he saw the listener, all he wants to do is get her pregnant. I'm serious. It's a perfectly normal thing to want. It's not my fantasy. It's just what I think the audience will like. So now the listener's clothes are all wet and sticky. Tell me, take all your clothes off. Actually, no, say take off your clothes. No, like, command me to do it. Yes, command me. You won't sound weird. That's really hot when you say it like that. Okay, so, she's shy about taking her clothes off. Now say, now, you're dripping wet. Good boy. So she takes her shirt off and her pants off, and then say, oh fuck. No, say it like a beautiful femme just got undressed in front of you. I'm serious, I need you to say it right. The line is fine, you're not saying it right. Listen, this is really important to me. I need you to really try here, okay? Do you want me to pull up some porn for you so you can say it for real? I don't even think that would work. Okay, I'm just gonna do it. I'm taking my shirt off. You say the first thing that comes to mind. Now that's what I'm talking about. Remember, we're just acting. It's fine. Just get in character. Look at them and focus on what we're doing. Okay, where were we? So I just got undressed. Now you command, don't slip, hold my hand. Let's do it for real. Say it again, and take my hand firmly, like you want to take me. Wow, good. Why are you holding your other hand like that? Like a fist. Do you have a boner? Sorry, no. God, no, it's fine. In fact, it's good. I'm picturing your character having a huge erection this whole time, so. I know it's awkward, but look, it's no big deal. I really want to get through this right now. To be honest, I'm getting kind of wet thinking about it, but it's all part of the performance. I always get wet when I record, so it's okay if you get hard while we practice. Okay, focus. We're walking to the bathroom. She's feeling kind of intimidated by him, but also really turned on. He's figuring out how he's gonna get her panties off. I'm really sorry. I'd do anything to make it up to you. No, that's what my character would say. Sorry, I'll try to not confuse you. Now tell me, really, you'd do anything? Actually, just anything? Command me to take off my panties. Good boy. Say bra too. Man, you're getting good at this. The shower sound effects will start. Command me to get in the shower. God, it's hot. No, just the way you said that. Okay, so then you're gonna get in the shower with me. I'm allowed to laugh. I'm allowed to laugh. You're not allowed to laugh. We're in the shower, naked next to each other, in a steamy shower. Okay, so I think we should get a little closer to it. I want to start to get a feel for what this would actually be like so I write it better. Actually, yeah, just take your shirt off too, and then I'll just sit on your lap. Relax, your bone is fine. I'll keep my distance. Like, breathe hard into my ear. I'm gonna call for, like, heavy breathing during the script here. Your character's supposed to have an erect penis and inch behind my wet, naked butt, so he should be pretty turned on. Yeah, that's great. You make really great guy sounds. Okay, now whisper in my ear, wash my cock. Just do it. No, say it like you're really horny though. Like you have a beautiful, naked girl right in front of you, and you're willing to do... Oh, stop being awkward. You're the one making it awkward. I'm fully committed now. Just get into it. Just relax. Feel how the situation makes you feel. Do you want me to take my bra off? Yeah, I want to if it'll help me get an actual genuine performance out of you. Whoa, dude, I've never seen you look like that before. Now you are making me feel a little awkward. They're just tits. Here, I'm gonna like touch you with them a little so you can get used to them. You can touch me. It's fine, it's just me. We don't need to be weird with each other. We're just acting. Right? That feels really good. Okay, now stop. Focus. Practice saying it, looking me in the eyes first. Tell me confidently and as seriously as you can to wash your cock. I knew you could do it. Now, whisper it into my ear. Perfect. Now some wet hand job sounds are gonna slowly start, and then you tell me to turn around and command me to kiss you. Good boy. Now, the kissing sounds are gonna start, and there's gonna be like 10 seconds or so of hand job sounds and kissing, and I want you to start making some like grunting sounds. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Like sexy grunting sounds. Fuck, it's easy. Just make the sounds you make if you're getting a hand job. Come on. We were doing so good. Come on. Why don't you take your dick out and stroke it a little and just listen to the sounds you make. Don't worry about those ever. Just take your pants off. It's fine. I will. I'll even take my panties off too, so we're both exposed. Remember, my character is super into you and would love to have you make her take her shorts and panties off. There. See? It's not embarrassing or any... What are you looking at? Oh... I didn't realize how wet I am. Actually, okay, just look. No one normally gets to appreciate all the work I do down there. I'll take that as you like it. I'm gonna get under the blanket now. Because it's a little chilly. Your turn. It's fine. It's not different. What's the problem? It's not weird to show me. Shut up. You don't have to if you don't want to, but like, I've seen it before when your shorts got pulled down at the game last year. I know it's big. It doesn't even matter. How about this? I won't look. You get naked, get under the blanket, touch yourself. Make the sounds you feel like making. I will face the other way. Hurry up. Finally. Now, touch yourself and make the sounds that feel natural. Louder. Louder. Good boy. I knew you could do it. Now, into my ear and keep stroking. This isn't a great position. I'm gonna turn and face this way and be the little spoon. You face me and be the big spoon. I'll keep my hips forward and give you some space. Don't, like, come on me though, okay? No, I'm just kidding. I mean, okay, yeah. Okay, so like stroke and like grunt in my ear. Yes. Yes, that's it. You're doing great. I need you to do it just like that. That's what I mean when I say sexy grunting. Okay. Let's stop that. Focus. Where were we? Right. Okay, so we're kissing and I'm giving you a handjob in the shower and you just commanded me to kiss you and we're making out. Now tell me I didn't say my lips. Now tell me to kiss your cock. Moving? Sorry, I didn't realize I was doing that. You really need to stop being awkward. It's ruining the rhythm. Let me just turn. Okay, I'm just gonna turn back around and face you, and we can get serious. I know I said I wouldn't look, but I. Oh wow. I'm sorry. I know I said I wouldn't look, but I totally looked, and your dick looks angry. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful cock. It's thick. It's throbbing, but that doesn't look comfortable. That doesn't look comfortable. Can we, like, just, like, maybe, like, can I get, like, a hug and a kiss real quick to just, like, get it out of our systems? Yeah, like, okay. I'm kind of really horny now, too, but it's not like it's intercourse. It's just, like, friends cuddling. Relax. Put your arm around me. Fuck. It feels really good when you rub on me like that. Please don't stop touching me, but you can continue while we keep doing this. Okay, now would you tell me to suck your cock? Will you put your finger? anger in me, maybe too. No, like in real life, it'll help me. Just touch my pussy. I will touch your dick. It's fine. Now say, good girl. Say it again. Okay, the shower stops. Tell me you're gonna pick me up and throw me on the bed and fuck me. Yes, say it again. One more time. Say you're gonna fuck my good girl pussy. Oh fuck, careful, you're gonna slip inside. No. I mean, no, don't stop. I really want you with me. Is that okay? Do you have a condom? I'm not on birth control. Fuck. Okay, let's just keep going. Just tell me you're gonna fuck the shit out of me. Again. Again. Get on top of me. Yes, it's fine. I really want you to keep rubbing your cock on me. Tell me you can feel my pussy clenching around your cock. Again. Now tell me you're gonna make me come. Oh, fuck. Yeah, put it in me if you want. I don't even care. I need to feel you right now. I don't care. I feel you pushing in. Just do it. Fuck me. Please. That was amazing. You're amazing. That was literally the best orgasm I've had by far. You came so much inside me. Good boy. Feels so warm. No, wait. Don't pull out yet. I just want to lay like this for a few minutes, if you're okay with that. Yeah, it's okay. Just rest on top of me. I know we can talk about it later. I'll do whatever you want, though. Yeah, you still have to help me finish my script, but for now, maybe let's just cuddle now for a while. I need you well rested. I have another script I need help with, too. It's called Your Loving Boyfriend Wants to Eat Your Good Boy Cum. I think you'll like it.